This is KTO's June Afternoon. It's about 7 minutes after the hour. Scott Burton, your host today. And our first guest on today's show is from the United Way of Southeast Alaska. He's the president and CEO, Wayne Stevens. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scott. Thanks for inviting me to be a part of your show today.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. Can you remind our listeners what the United Way of Southeast Alaska's mission is?
We are a convener, a connector, a collaborator, and ultimately fundraiser for our 34 partner agencies across Southeast Alaska. Our partner agencies provide frontline services to communities from Yakutat to Metlakatla.
Got it. And we probably can't talk about all of the partners, but who? I suspect that a few of them are pretty busy right now.
They are very busy. Certainly Southeast Alaska Food Bank, Catholic Community Services, who provides food services and senior services across Southeast Alaska in 11 or 12 communities. Salvation Army, who's serving meals and working with communities, nine communities across Southeast. The women's shelters in Ketchikan, Sitka, Petersburg, and Juneau. The list goes on.
Got it. And who do you find is most challenged right now?
Everybody. You know, certainly organizations that had or provide sort of direct services, food services, are certainly very busy right now. Senior services, a lot of the people who provided meals, who cooked, who delivered Meals on Wheels, were seniors, and thus in the demographic that was most susceptible to contracting the disease. So they've had to retool and find new employees to be cooks and bottle washers and bus drivers and meal deliverers. Certainly the women's shelters are seeing an increased level of dynamic tension as people are staying home together far more than perhaps they would have in routine, regular times prior. You know, any nonprofit that was working on a fundraiser for the spring, whether that's the Arts Council or any of their events, the Folk Fest, certainly our cruise, dinner cruise with Alan Marine out to Orca Point Lodge is canceled. The list is lengthy and long of opportunities gone by the wayside.
Got it. And all these partner agencies are related to you there at United Way. How do those challenges translate to you?
The biggest challenge at the moment is trying to maintain a model that is struggling. We do workplace campaigns and depend upon people's philanthropy as a part of their paycheck, and when people aren't working, they're not making those contributions, and those contributions obviously then don't flow to our partners.
Got it. What can our listeners do to help, or what should we know?
Well, there's a couple of things I'd like to share with your listeners. One, our website, United Way SEAK, is a wealth of resources for the community. The first and most important one is the Alaska 211 system, of which is run by United Way of Anchorage. It's a great resource for getting information without bothering emergency service providers, and they have resources for our partners across Southeast. Just a simple call to 211 if you've got questions about the COVID-19 virus, health questions. There are health professionals standing by to answer questions. It's a great resource. And then right next to the 211 logo on our website is a link that we've put up for coronavirus and you, and it's two or three things. One, it's a link to our response fund for folks who may be so inclined to donate to help our partners provide services across Southeast Alaska. And there's a list of resources, general resources related to communities across Southeast. There's educational tools and resources for families with a wealth of links and ideas, mental health resources, and then personal and family safety information. So encourage folks to go on and take a look at those, scan through them and see if there aren't some ideas there for them to help entertain kids at home or provide opportunities for students to do some learning that may not be as rote as their math problems, and certainly in this heightened awareness of dynamic tensions between individuals and families, resources for folks to reach out to and get help for mental health or for personal safety.
Got it. So I'm looking at your website right now, United Way Southeast, or just SEAK.org.
SEAK.org.
United Way, SEAK.org. And I see all the resources you just mentioned. Then I see three buttons, donate, volunteer, find help. Is that sort of the order that you would say that resources are needed most, fiscal or donations first?
I think that's certainly the one that's most important to us, but there are a number of opportunities around Southeast. Part of our challenge is trying to collect resources for all of Southeast, and certainly this is a Juno program, but we serve communities across Southeast with our partners. So trying to connect people in all their different hometowns as we work.
You just outlined a few opportunities to volunteer. What would you say is most needed right now?
I don't know that I can answer that. CBJ for Juno has a wonderful volunteer resource. They've got a couple hundred people lined up. A lot of them have volunteered to be responsive to homebound individuals who, for one reason or another, are not able to get out or not feeling safe to get out and about in the community to do shopping, to run errands. There's just a wealth of groups gathered together. Mr. Dougherty at Capital Canvas has converted his canvas shop into PPE, personal protective equipment, to make masks and safety gowns for medical professionals, CCFR and the like. And there are a number of groups sewing cloth masks for folks to wear as they leave the house to go shopping or do their errands around the community. Dr. Zink is encouraging anyone who leaves their house to cover their mouth. Makes a tremendous impact on the ability to contain the spread of germs and the like that float through the air.
That's right. I know that one of your primary partners is a Southeast Alaska Food Bank, and I understand that they have a mobile food pantry that happens in the Sea Alaska parking lot here in downtown on Wednesdays from 3 to 4:30.
That is correct.
Okay.
And there's information on their website. On there, while you're on that page, if you scroll back up to the top and the yellow band across the top, it says Our Partners.
Mm-hmm.
And if you click on that, there's a list of all our partners with contact information, and people can then if the drop-down menu gives partner agencies by community, so people can get a sense of who's operating in what communities and certainly how to reach partner agencies here in Juneau.
All right, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Wayne Stevens. He's the president and CEO of the United Way of Southeast Alaska. And we've been talking about different resources one can find through the United Way SoutheastAK.org website and different ways we can contribute. Mr. Stevens, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I just would like to say that this is a wonderful, wonderful community. The communities across Southeast have all risen to the occasion. We have, as the conversation goes, have bent the curve by people's diligence, participation in social distancing and isolation. There is no one more eager to get out and about again than me, but it's warming to see all of the people who have stepped up to help and make masks, to make safety gear, to volunteer, to donate, and it's really truly appreciated by all.
All right, UnitedWaySEAK.com. Wayne Stevens.
.org.
Thank you so
UnitedWaySEAK.org.
All right, thank you, and thanks again for being on the show.
You're entirely welcome, sir. You have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye bye.
Yep. Bye.